Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin. TikTok's been in the center of a lot of controversy right now. State governments all over the country have banned it from their state government-issued phones. And now the feds are looking at the possibility of actually banning TikTok all over the country, not just on government phones. TikTok CEO went through hours of questions from House members on data security and the content of videos sent to users on today's Ask the Expert. We're joined by our tech expert, Ian Schur. He's a freelance journalist, and he's in the KRLD Zoom room. Ian, thank you as always for the time.
Of course.
Talk to me about TikTok. It's been around for five, six years right now. Why now for all this attention?
Well, a lot of it actually starts several years ago. You may remember that President Donald Trump a few years ago wanted to ban TikTok, and he actually tried to get Microsoft to buy it and then Oracle. And there was all this kind of stuff that was happening, drama. There was debate about what should happen. Should it be an American company? Should it, parts of it be sold off? All these things. And it kind of ended in a stalemate. And once Donald Trump was out of office, everyone kind of thought, okay, well, I guess that's over. And in the last year or so, we've seen a significant uptick in concern from the intelligence community, from various state governments. It's become a political issue as well. And so now you have a kind of this new push that's not just Donald Trump anymore, right? It's the Democrats and the Republicans agreeing on something, which is like, watch out when they agree on something, right? That they think that banning TikTok may be the way to go.
But TikTok really hasn't changed the way it does business in the last 5 years. So it's had, if people are worried about information going to the Chinese government, it's been going there 5-6 years already.
Yes. And that's part of the concern. So it's worth noting, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that TikTok has said that all of this concern is not for real. Take that for what it's worth. I will say that the reports that have come from other media organizations have indicated that there are times when the Chinese intelligence has had access to TikTok data, where there's been concerns about the commingling of this data. And generally speaking, the way that business works in China is that there is more of an expected connection between the government and the companies. You can debate the United States all you want, but that's something we have to talk about when it comes to intelligence work. So in a lot of ways, we're in a situation now where, especially you think about government phones, right? Which people download TikTok for legitimate reasons. Imagine if you're an intelligence analyst, you have to know what's going on the internet. It's the most popular app out there. If you are doing anything practically, education, whatever, you name it, I could connect TikTok to anything. So they have reasons to download it, but there is now this increasing concern that the company is really a danger to us, as in the United States, national security. And of course, the company has not really done anything different, as you point out, in the last 5 years.
The whole thing is how is TikTok any different from any other social media company, except those social media companies are based in the U.S. for the most part?
That is actually a talking point that the CEO of TikTok brought up. And it was an interesting thing because it made me think for a moment, right? Like you think about all the trouble we've been through and the number of times you and I have spoken about Facebook screwing up, me, you know, Cambridge Analytica scandal, you name it, right? Twitter being Twitter at this point, it's just nonstop. So yeah, of course, there are a lot of problems generally with the tech industry, but there's one thing that's very different when it comes to TikTok, and that is the Chinese government. And whether you like it or not, and no matter how you feel about your politics or the issues going on, the Chinese government has made it clear that it does not agree with the United States approach to the world. And that means that there is an existential threat that comes with TikTok that's much more than just it being a social media company.
But isn't the other part of this thing is this is an extraordinarily popular app for our youngest generations.
Yes. Yeah, no, it is actually, last time I saw statistics on this, it had become the most visited website, period, in that age group. They beat out Google, which is its own, like, I can't even fathom. And I mean, it's the center of culture at this point, right? So banning it is really fascinating. And of course, you listen to Democratic strategists and they say, oh, this is going to go great, right? They're going to ban it. Everyone's going to say the Republicans banned it and all of the young people are going to not vote for Republicans. I'm really curious to see what's going to end up happening because there is the national security debate. By the way, worth noting, the intelligence community has not actually given us proof, no smoking guns of any sort, that these things are going on. It's just all concern, right? So you could argue that this is kind of a red scare of the 21st century. But let's assume that they're right. You're going to end up with, you know, basically all of these lawmakers having to face down their constituents saying, I spend significant portions of my day watching TikTok and you just took it away from me. I thought this was a free country. So that's going
to
be tough.
And that's the other part of this as well is this is supposed to be a free country. And
yeah,
the First Amendment says the government shall make no regulations or no restrictions on what amounts to free speech. It doesn't say anything that would say, except for one particular app.
Well, and I really, this is where I wish I had studied constitutional law when I was in school, because I think what's fascinating, right? And this is always the issue when it comes to government, is that they can write any law they want. And it is, and the real question is, will it pass a court test? So yeah, let's say that they do ban TikTok and TikTok appeals and they say, look, First Amendment, obviously a problem, right? Then they end up at the Supreme Court. And does the Supreme Court, which right now is politically aligned in one way, I think everyone sees that would the Supreme Court decide that the national interests are more important than the First Amendment? And now we become a much bigger discussion, right? So in fact, part of the reason you see people fighting about this is that they see it as one of the first dominoes in a conversation about where the First Amendment is going.
We talk about how with social media, especially because we try to keep social media free, notwithstanding Twitter Blue, by keeping social media free, the users become the commodity because our data becomes the commodity. And once again, it gets back to the question, our data is out there anyway, whether or not the Chinese government has it or not.
So there is that element. I will give you a counterexample, right? So first off, Facebook and Twitter do not sell your data. Just to be clear, I'm not shilling for them. This is just the way it is, that they sell access to you, right? If someone wants to advertise at a Star Wars fan who's nerdy and lives in Silver Spring, Maryland, they can do that, but they don't know who I am. Okay. So that is one thing to keep in mind. But when it comes to TikTok and you say, well, that data is already out there, right? We've already had this, like, there's no such thing as privacy on the internet. Yeah. Okay. Maybe. But I want you to remember that there have been instances where we have seen, for example, one of my favorite examples is a running app that became very popular where you would have your traced routes where you ran. And someone realized that there were a bunch of routes. You could look at a map and see everyone's routes, right? Just as kind of a sharing fun thing. Well, someone went to the middle of the desert and saw these routes going in squares in random places around the desert. And they're like, oh, I bet those are secret nuclear facilities. And it turned out that military members who also like to run, right, were doing their workouts with these apps around the nuclear facilities. And suddenly now you have a national security problem. So look, doesn't mean that this is going to all turn into nuclear war all of a sudden, but there is really actually a lot of data we all throw off, and also a lot of data we're connected to, right? Imagine who you are connected to, who your friends are connected to. That could be a problem. And that's why you're hearing these discussions starting now before we have a major national security incident.
Are we also hearing stories about how TikTok is able to almost data mine your Google searches for a way as well to send you, you know, videos, just random videos?
Well, yeah, there's an element of that. But, you know, I think you want to separate out what is in their business interest of keeping you on the app versus what is in the interest of the Communist Party in China politically in their existential debate with us in the United States about how the world should be. And those are two different things. They do commingle, which is why we're having this conversation. But I, you know, yes, I think generally speaking, there is no debate among the tech people, at least, that the issue is not TikTok, right? The issue is we need privacy laws in this country and we are woefully behind. Then let's talk about TikTok and national security separately. That's a very worthwhile conversation, but it doesn't let Facebook and Twitter off the hook.
Ian Scherer is a freelance journalist, our tech expert. Ian, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.